So in our practice, the more we can tap into that heart wish, the more motive power there will be. And probably if we look back over the years at times where we connected with the Dharma, perhaps around the time of our ordination, and at other times over the years, it's if we are in touch with something really deep that's motivating us, that's trying to play itself out through us. And heart wish is one way of describing that, and perhaps one way of contacting that. Again, any comments or questions in doing that?
When you refer to heart,
yeah,
do you mean, you don't mean physical articles, you've got dinner?
No, I mean, yeah, when I say my heart went out to them, thankfully I don't mean the physical organ, sort of. No, that heart language, it's hard to say exactly what we mean by it, but we can all use it to tap into something in ourselves which feels like a deep experience. So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. If that language works for you, yeah, it's fine. Mokshadakini.
I'm not sure if this is a question or a comment.
Could be either, don't know.
Aware that what's historically motivated me,
yeah,
I've thought of as freedom from suffering.
Yeah.
But I think that may have led to some difficulties in practice because of the wrong views attached to freedom from suffering, mm-hmm. as in I want to run as far away as possible from my experience,
mm-hmm.
rather than being with. So I suppose I'm just becoming extremely aware of that, and it's not that that was a wrong heart wish, but there was a wrong view that went with it that led to a lot of pain and difficulty.
Yeah.
So it's sort of partly reframing that.
Mm.
And I suppose the little bit of a question is it possible to avoid those wrong views that lead to suffering? Or is our heart wish, are we just going to come into a different relationship to our heart wish and we're going to go down those cul-de-sacs anyway? Or it's sort of in that area, really.
Mm. Looking at my Dharma life over the last 40 years, I suppose, there was always a heart wish there, but to start with, it was in the hands of a very naive Dharma practitioner who didn't understand themselves very well, who took the path to enlightenment incredibly literally, you know, and even when told otherwise by the wise, such as Sangharakshita, you know, still I fell into various Vasantara traps and, you know, had to be hauled out, or haul myself out. And, yeah, we just are limited we're limited by our assumptions about life, we're limited in how we see the Dharma. Yeah, we're very limited by our literal-mindedness. So I think some of that is just inevitable. We can try and learn from our spiritual friends. But what happens often is that, you follow that very genuine idealism and heart wish, and it feels like, you know, at times you end up in places which are all wrong. And for a while you just kind of go, well, all right, I'm just going to forget about wanting that. I'm going to forget that that's there. And you try and just kind of walk away from it, and you can for a while. But at a certain point, because that is what your heart longs for, because that is what you really want, you really do want to be free from suffering, you either keep running from that heart wish, which is suffering in itself, or you come back and you try again with a mustering, you know, as much intelligence and skillfulness and, you know, wisdom as you can draw on, and just give it another go. And yeah, personally, I can see I'm getting better at it over time. And I think that is part of going for refuge, and it's part of effective going for refuge, is that we have a heart response to the three jewels, to the Dharma, and we practice, and we make a mess of it, and we kind of stop for a bit, but there's something in us which is just going to keep on going. It's like sometimes listening to Bhante at public ordinations. He's got to that bit about with mindfulness strive on. And he's talked about, yes, you know, if you can, you run down the path, and if you can't do that, you walk down the path, but if you can't do that, you crawl along the path, you know. So, yeah, but you somehow, something in you just still, you know, is motivated by that connection, by that idealism, if you want to put it like that, by that heart wish, however you want to express it. Something in you won't be satisfied with any substitutes, really. Okay. Yeah, and the spiritual life is a constant process of forgiving ourselves and others for, you know, out of extremely good intentions, having poured a lot of good energy just sort of down the drain in various kind of ways. You know, it's just, that is just how it is. We'd have to be enlightened to start with for that not to happen, really. That's the thing. Anything else?
Can I just check one more thing with regards to how?
Yeah, sure, Duncan.
I think, I know Bhante talks about us being driven mainly by being that word. We're driven by, not driven by that word, I can't think about that, but you know how Bhante talks about us being driven by our emotions.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, and but it's just when you pose this whole question about what does your heart's innermost wish, I just felt that's a very important and ongoing question, and it's one that very easily I put away for a while, and that sort of thing. And then I thought, well, actually, it does come down to one's emotional drive. One's emotional sort of. So it's interesting when you just mentioned about the Buddha and mindfulness. He says, "With mindfulness, strive on." You might as well have said, "With emotion, with kindliness, strive on." Mm-hmm. I mean, we're as much driven by our emotion, our emotional state is as much important as our mindfulness state.
Probably look at that from different points of view, but I just want to affirm the fact that yes, our emotions really do drive us, and kindness is such a fantastic thing. Yeah, being in touch with our heart is a very fantastic thing. Hello. Sanchinasa, that's you, with a little help from your friend.
I was to say, I mean, I don't really connect with those words, to be honest.
That's all right.
Sometimes I think, but I think I drew a bit of a blank when those words.
Because
They seem quite. I realised that I was looking for something quite big. When you said my heart's deepest wish, I was looking for a big thing. And then I was just identifying that it wasn't there. Yeah, so I had a question. But then when you were talking about that there must be something that's motivating us, I intuitively know what you mean, but I can't quite see it. It's sort of at the edges of my experience, rather than feeling very in contact with it. But it's there.
I'm sure it's there, Satchitas. Quite sure it's there. And yeah, we're all kind of made a little bit differently, and some kinds of approaches work better for some of us than others, and some kind of language works better for some of us than others. And I guess that's part of the reason why the Dharma is so kind of varied. You know, we can talk heart language, we can talk head language, we can play games where we kind of with images where we pour one nectar into the other, and so on. And some of us will connect more with one another of those at different times. But the important thing is that we are connected to some depth of motivation, because we need that. And you know, in the modern world, there are people paying, you know, millions of dollars to get our attention to do things which are nothing to do with what's really important in our lives. So if we're going to stand any chance of standing up against that sort of onslaught, we need to be rooted in what our lives, what we really want our lives to be about. Some people use sort of mindfulness of death. You think, okay, here I am on my deathbed. You know, what am I really going to feel pleased about, you know, with how I've spent my life? You know, am I going to be lying there thinking, hey, fantastic, you know, I kind of kept up with the news on the internet, or probably
Facebook.
Not. Yeah, Facebook, yeah. You know. Yeah, great, you know, I liked that video that so-and-so posted. Probably not. No. So, yes, that's one way to kind of clarify things a bit.
Doesn't seem quite a lot of gratitude toward vanity recently.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
hasn't always been there for me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So maybe that's...
Yeah, so just sort of gently sort of explore into it. You know. Yeah. Because it's definitely there. Okay, nearly time to stop, I think.